Hi, welcome to another Chisa Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonki into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am joined Pandey, and I'm not alone. I'm joined by... Alright, so if you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's New Music Friday, it's Music Friday, so of course we have to start with some music news. Firstly, we cannot start with music news without mentioning the story of gospel star singer Ayanda Ntansi going Chris Brown for us at his one-man show at the Durban ICC just over the weekend. I mean, what was that?
This matrix.
I mean, I saw this comment on social media somewhere that I am very sure that there's no gospel song, Yaga Ayanda, that requires him to go pop star on us. But you know, I think if the pop stars are allowed to do it, maybe we should let him be.
Once. It's good for the fans anyways.
But then it makes it, because for me, sometimes when I think of gospel, I think of it just being more about the song and the word and prayer, not the theatrics. I mean, yes, you see, it's going to back to Rebecca Malope. But her falling, at first, she was falling under the power, under the Holy Spirit. crawling on the ground, she's just, you know, overcome by the power. But yeah, with him having to do all those theatrics, I'm not sure that is really what the culture of gospel really is. I'm all for the lights, the costumes, the whatever styles, but the flying, it's giving, you know, when the pastor is trying to deceive the crowd, you know, there's various videos of
deceive the TikTok, congregation,
you know, by acting like Jesus coming down from heaven, like we've been waiting for him to come. Yeah. Now Ayanda decided to be an angel and is at his own one-man concert. Whoever approved that is quite hilarious. But yeah, shout out to his one-man show.
I wonder how much.
Come on, man. Actually, we should definitely give him a call and ask him. But I think we still need to applaud him for getting the one-man show done. Regardless, he has been in the industry for quite some time and he is quite a celebrated artist. So I guess maybe it might be getting to his head. Maybe that's a question to ask ourselves. But yes, kudos to him for doing that. But let's not make pop and gospel one thing. We want to be in the
merge.
No, we can't merge. We can't
through in the name of Ayanda Ntansi.
I mean, the Bible says that somewhere. Don't quote me, but I mean, I know it says somewhere in the Bible that you cannot mix, you know, the two worlds. Mm-mm. It's like making but you can, I guess it's 2024. Come on, like how are we rearranging things? Making a circular song, a gospel song. Anyway, he did the one-man show and he got it done. He flew like an angel and he's proud of himself as a one-man. And people were still questioning it. Well, but moving right along to something else, though, that happened just the other weekend as well, where LaToya Makhene went on to Sunday World and decided to air some very dirty allegations about her relationship, claiming that she's owed money.
Yep.
So without giving away what we have already, we'll be getting into all the details of that and where those monies actually are. Right. So LaToya claimed that her ex-wife, well, they're not really divorced yet, but I'm not too sure how it works now with same-sex marriage, because we discovered that Somizi and Mohale were not really married. Anyway, I lose my train of thought. No, back to where we were. Yes, LaToya claimed that Olebo Keswa, the businesswoman and wife of hers, owed her money, which It's not true. We sat down with Lebo Keso herself, who got into so much
We've
detail
got explosives.
About, she got into so much detail about the relationship. Yo. But let's touch on specifically as a teaser what she had to say about the money that she was referring to. And you're in debt now because of this.
Hey, Mutamudim. Adiabo.
How much? I mean, you know, you're a businesswoman, so I can ask you what this relationship cost you. We can
it's
put there.
You know, there's things now that actually even my lawyers, even about myself, given what they're trying to do, you know, unhappy that I've taken out in the media. I've already spoken about it. You can make your calculations, but yes. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that, you know. How's a person who's leaving you in debt say you stole money from them?
That's
and now this other journalist from yesterday explained to me the money that she was referring to. So I've been working on this project in Ladysmith. And her and I had a joint account.
Okay.
Right? And I was leaving money to continue coming into that joint account. Right? And because of her ignorance, she's not even aware. I left money in that bank account. I can show you receipts as usual.
Okay.
Yeah? And
yes.
I was showing this journalist.
Yeah.
And she's talking about little money. Like she's crying over
how little
money from that project.
What's little money? 1,000 million?
It's like a 20,000 tier, but often, it's like a 20,000. She's not even talking about big things. 18,000 tier, 10,000 tier, blah, blah, blah. She's crying that those little figures were coming into the account and she did not get a share of it. But it's money that I was working for.
So as you can hear, for a businesswoman, it's just small money. But also, it was her working for it. So I think it's a case of, okay, Komoto, okay, God forbid, first of all, that we're in a relationship together. that we're in a relationship together and I'm the one who's making all the money. And now because I decided to put your name into this business because, you know, we're building together.
Yep.
And then Masluga, now you want that money. Gahle it's mine, isn't it?
Gahle I'm there for the money.
You are there for the money.
And so now, if you flip the script, she was there for Ching Ching.
And you think so?
Yeah, because Lebo said the baby daddy star Latoya, they were living off her, even the family. So, like Latoya, when it's her, then Khaba Sharp. But we've got the explosives anyway.
So tune in, stay captivated for that one. But I think, yeah, I think in relationships, money is definitely
a must.
It's a must to keep that relationship. But you know what, let me not lie. I've been in relationships where money being echo and yes, I was the provider with my little 2 cents and was look at me now. It was horrible. It's definitely horrible when you're in a relationship and you're mostly the provider. But the thing is, when you're in love, it does not really feel like you're taking it away because
If you came, Gal Rato, Rato won't take us out for dinner, won't pay us.
But what if in the future, my baby will win the lotto? We don't know. Yeah.
Tell once you don't have money, you start associating yourself with people about average.
Yeah.
Then once you're a tomor, you're sharp, you look down upon them.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think also if you're in a relationship and you had nothing to begin with, you need to do some introspection and not, you know, not have your nose up in the air and realize what you really came into this relationship with and the fact that they gave you everything.
Ish.
So don't be out here acting like Oprah all of a sudden.
The problem is entitlement.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
Well, speaking of money, event organizer Gregory Tlatshwayo.
Yes.
Got it right?
Gregor Villa.
Yes. Well, Gregory is demanding that singer Limpopo, singer as we know her, Makhadzi, and BET, award-winning singer, has to pay him back the money he paid to book her to perform at one of his events. So according to Gregory, he booked Makhadzi to perform at his exclusive white event at
Trisnimand.
There we go.
Yep.
And this was all the way last year in April. And we're still talking about it now. How did it come up? Yeah, maybe she promised to pay back. Is that the story? Tell me more about the story.
She promised to... She asked for a later date, which was September last year.
Mm.
Then she never made it. Then she came back to Greg and told Greg that, no, I'm going to pay you back. Greg has got the receipt, the conversation.
Mm.
Until Greg noticed that Makazi has blocked him from WhatsApp.
Mm.
So now... You're still going to Machonesa, you still owe me 80K.
Mm.
So where's my money?
Eish. Then
that's the sad part about my cards. And it's not Greg Ali one. So it's quite a lot.
Yeah, but also we do know that, I mean, she's recently spoken up about, you know, financial troubles because of the fact that, I mean, apart from open mic, I think that's bygones. At this point, she's has to take accountability for all the stuff that she's in. And one of it being the fact that she's just in a financial rut because of SARS debt. And I guess Siyamxolela a bit, but also, I think when I was watching one of her lives, why was I doing this on leave? I don't know. But she was... She was saying that, you know, she didn't know about, she was kind of ignorant about, you know, how all of these things work. And for me, I think it's 2024. Nobody has an excuse. And especially because these things make headlines. These are conversations that artists have among themselves. Ukuthi ubanibani uyakolota. So, yeah, she just has to pay back the things and block the guy.
Otherwise, and, I'll meet her tomorrow. Plus, she's performing Kumaboneng, some popular joint, Barkey Richmond.
And Makazi speaks.
Yeah.
She's definitely a talker, especially in person. Over the phone, I guess, and I forget. But yeah, so that's an allegation. So we don't know. But what did Makazi say?
Manager.
What did the manager say? Who was the manager?
Maputi.
Oh, Maputi. Okay. Oh, Maputi then.
Maputi said they can't comment on something they don't know.
Okay.
And the stories, they do damage the Makazi brand.
Mm-hmm. Because now we're BET award winners, we don't want it.
But last week when we wrote that Makazi got a presidential welcome in Polokwane,
Well, yeah, that's that on that. I mean, I just really hope that she just gets some help. Where's EFF? Remember, EFF always comes to everybody's rescue when it comes to all of these things. But I guess because they've had a bad year themselves, they're not really able to come to anybody's aid.
VBF or not VVS.
Well. All right, moving right along, Gabs at a Small has pushed back the launch of his club due to construction delays. Are we still talking about money? Well... so yes, he's pushed back the launch of it. Ukabelo Mota, as we know him, he's set to open a piano hub in Soweto. But yeah, that's all on pause. Chess Alive has learned that this is due to the construction deadline.
Yep.
Okay, so not having been met. So of course he's making money. The money's coming in. It's the construction.
And imagine imali yaphuma kakhulu.
Imali yaphuma kakhulu, but sometimes yes, when you put money on the table, you want things to operate fast. I would put my foot down. Come on, like get it done. But it's quite a beautiful thing if he's opening such an initiative. Interestingly enough, this is happening amongst a lawsuit. Kelvin Momo suing Kabza for, I think, 1 million rand, if I'm not mistaken, allegedly. Let me say allegedly before I get the facts wrong.
One meter.
So, Kabza's record label took Kelvin in one of their... hold on. Playback. What is happening? I'm reading Bonner magazine, that's why. Kabza the Small's record label took Kelvin in as one of... Okay, sharp. Okay, playback. Pause. We're back. So, Kabza the Small's record label, Piano Hub, had taken Kelvin as one of their artists with a collaborative deal back in 2020. Now, according to the contract, or allegedly according to the contract, Piano Hub was tasked to promote Kelvin's music commercially, and paying his royalties every 6 months, which Calvin strongly believes Gabza has failed to do and has opted to take the legal route, demanding a sum of 1 million rand.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I feel like Calvin does not need the 1 million rand.
I think he needs it.
No, Calvin Momo is one of like the pioneers of Amapiano. Mm. He is in demand. He is, come on, Drake knows him.
Drake?
Drake knows Calvin Momo, not Gabza. Well, I don't know about now. So he's traveling, he's working. I think he's definitely out of 1 meter. It's just doing things that I think he just wants to do what's mm-hmm. right for him in terms of give me what's mine, you know? Especially in talks of, I mean, just the other day we saw Sir Trill, and I'm a pianist dog, Sir Trill, saying that, Mina, my royalties, I never got them for any work that I did. Oh, I did not get it. Actually, let's play back that clip of Sir Trill making all these claims.
He's explaining
yeah.
your frustration is because, I mean, we've seen it. I've seen tweets myself
mm-hmm.
where you say you've dropped a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't seen a cent
mm.
from all the music that you made.
Yeah.
Is that factual?
Yes.
You haven't seen a cent from the music you dropped?
All my money, James. Money.
Trail, for real?
No, like for real. Like, I'm going to take it as a joke, but money.
This is actually quite serious, bro.
Yeah, like
how
it's for
haven't
real.
How haven't you received any money from the hits you dropped?
Bro, the songs would get syncs, the songs would get played on Netflix, you feel me? I would get a call from the manager, bro, do you hear a song? I was watching Netflix, the song was playing. Like, eh?
Hey. How?
I called the dude, what's going on? I call you now, I'm still busy. You know how it works. I call you now, I'm still busy. What's going on? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Aye, man.
Yo, that's when I realized I had to have a publisher, you feel me?
Yeah.
But I've had the whole time. Then I go to them, I'm like, oh, what's going on here? Now they have to go and check, and they're like, nah, this bro took 100% of everything. You feel
That's me? Crazy to
yeah.
me, bro.
Nah, this bro took, and now, but you know how it works, right? Now you have to give me my coins now,
mm-hmm.
for me. When you have to give him my coins, what do? You start getting mad at me, right? Because I caught you when you were enjoying this thing, you know, mm. taking everything for yourself, and I picked it up. I'm like, yo, bring the coins.
Mm.
What are you going to start doing? That's when it goes back to doing what? Don't book him.
Mm.
You feel me? Because now I'm asking for my money, right?
Mm.
Yo, bro, I know there's Netflix money. I know there's this money. I know there's this money.
Mm.
I know we had a sink like this. Where's the money? Mm. It's only money that I want. Give me money.
Right. So Sir Trill is claiming that he was not paid. And somehow, I guess social media and everybody else have affiliated DJ Maphorisa for not, you know, paying those monies. And that obviously led mm-hmm. to him going on social media to try and clear his name. By saying that Anansi screenshot, I did pay my money. I do kind of think it's Sir Trill's fault, but it's not that much of a coincidence that the people in one camp have royalty payment issues. So Gabza Dismal and DJ Maphorisa.
Sometimes your home people.
The thing is, Kabai, like Rinalo just snacks in jail. For what reason, I'm not sure. It's just... Well, let's not blame the genres. The music is dope. The music is nice. But yeah, it's quite unfortunate mm. that we always have to cry about the same things and these record labels. And even though we speak about it as much as we do, we still have so many issues. And this is not even half of what's really yeah. going on. I know Ishmael has never been paid the royalties for songs. I can't even remember.
Robaliteka.
Come on. He's never been paid a cent for that. That for me is crazy. And yeah, there are still more artists who are even scared to come out because they still want to get the little small gigs.
Mm.
Because you know how people be. You know, once you speak out,
they silence you.
Then they silence you and they gatekeep you and so forth. Well, Somebody who's speaking up about the music industry, we'll move on from the royalty side. Furious.
Tizozo and Professor.
My guy. Do you want me to tell you how old I am?
No, don't.
Do you want me to tell you what I really listen to?
Just
this would be by far Tizozo.
Yeah.
Gives you Professor, at least there's a balance. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Don't come for me. Okay. Well, apologies, Furious Tizozo. Okay. In the meeting, we also said Zozo, because I was just like, who is that? Anyway, my bad. Cool. Excuse my ignorance. Okay, so Furious Tizozo has denied that he's keeping people out of the KZN music house. Now, imagine if he really had that power. I also am denying without even having read the story yet. Let me tell you about it. So legendary Kwaito singer Tizozo is accused of being a gatekeeper by deciding who has access to the music industry or the music house in KZN?
The KZN music house. It's sort of like it's a theater.
Okay, so this accusation comes after an inquiry about access to the rehearsal space was made. And then the rant accusing Tizozo for gatekeeping. Someone went on social media and accused him of gatekeeping. Right. I've actually heard of gatekeepers in KZN specifically. So if you're a KZN artist and you want to make a one-man show that side, you kind of want to make it away from Durban or away from specific... You even nod in your head. So this is a real thing somehow, that you need to make it away from Durban and try and make it quiet, not too much noise leading up to it until the actual date.
Yes.
Otherwise, people will sabotage your show. But I don't know how Tizozo would be one of those people. So... that's interesting. But Tizozo has denied those allegations, as we mentioned. He said the person who came to inquire about availability of the vicinity or the theater, as you said, had their own agenda. I'm not a gatekeeper. I have the best interests of the center at heart. I guess somehow he has all that power. Anyway, back to the quote. He says that he told her she can go and inquire and somehow it will be done. Yeah, I'm not convinced. But guys, KZN, what's with the gatekeeping? I thought the music industry was open.
Even yesterday, I got information regarding it again.
Yeah.
So,
Ugutin, share with us.
It's happening. Even now, they've tagged Gaten McKenzie.
Uguti sees are gatekeepers.
Gaten McKenzie, we are not happy with Sifsters as artists. Each year, they are given 1.5 million, but they hide it to us. So it goes on and on and on. So, yeah, it's a lot.
Right. Good story to publish tomorrow. Now that you mentioned it.
Don't start. I must go back. Okay, I'll write it then.
Right. So, I mean, because we're talking about it, I'm sure our readers definitely, or our listeners definitely want to go ahead and read. But yes, I think the music industry should be open. The industry is big enough. The platform is big enough. We can all...
Gaten is there for you guys.
Gaten is there. You know Lord Gaten. Some of you guys have come to call him. He's here for all of us. We're all... the industry is too big, man. This gatekeeping, for what reason? I don't know. But yeah. Well... we can move on from that controversial story because we're celebrating something very exciting, I think, for me. At least I'm excited in Celebville, which is just pregnancy and baby moon and marriage and things like that. Baby Shane Eagle has arrived.
It's cocoa.
Yes. Cocoa. Shane Eagle is such a G. Like, I love that guy with all my heart. Plus Shout out.
The transition, Akuluma is colored.
Confuse the enemy. So he and his longtime partner, Nicole, have welcomed their first child together. This is after he asked for her hand in marriage. So they've shared a glimpse of their daughter, Gia, on social media. And of course, he's just happy to, you know, be in this chapter of his life. So somebody else, another rapper who's also excited to be in this chapter of his life, is Aries. Who has not put a ring on it, according to what we can see.
Why do you put more emphasis on ringing? Like,
because you must do the right thing.
But
well, at least put a ring.
Okay.
You know, but Lord knows, you know, Aries is one of the most private people. So, I mean, really, we're not too certain what's really happening, or at least I'm not too certain what's happening in his real private life. But anyway, congratulations to him and his longtime partner, Raquel Jones, who revealed they shared pictures from their pregnancy photo shoot, and they're excited to be welcoming their first baby as well. So, yeah, Father Aries, right? Lastly, Blood and Water star Gretelli is also expecting her second child with her husband. So that's also just another baby moon story from there. We're quite excited for them. And yeah, when am I having a baby? Next year. Yeah. I'm announcing now. Huh? I will have a baby next year.
That means you start training now.
No.
Next year.
Okay, no, I'll fall pregnant like next year this time I'll fall pregnant. This year I'm an auntie.
I look at the kimbi.
Let me tell you, Tukisani, guys, I found the one. I'm serious. Anyway, moving right along, this is a story that made me laugh. So Uslenda, the dancing DJ, has dumped Thuli Pongolo to go solo.
Nazo.
First of all, why were there like a duo? Like, can we question this? What was going on?
And the Slender was doing fine.
Most of the work. I feel like she was doing most of the work. She's a great dancer. She was doing her Uncle Waffles thing. I'll put it that way. She was dancing and doing the DJing and doing that quite fine. And then there was Thuli Pongolo, who genuinely has like just two left legs.
Who brought me the Paporisa vibes in the group.
I mean, I guess she kind of helped to bring a bit of a spotlight to Slender, because I won't lie, I did not really know her prior to that collaboration, but I just genuinely did not understand it, because we already have TXC guys, they're doing well. Yes. They, you know, we already have like a girl DJ duo. And if you really want to have another one, you have to really be good. You know, there has to be a real purpose. So I didn't understand the matching outfits and the dancing. It just didn't work. So congratulations to her for going solo. And we're happy for her, period. Moving right along to the next story, which has been quite a controversial one with the COVID relief fund or payment. Mac G said, come on, guys. We've been candid about having received the 75K, because yes, you saw the list. The list came out and we were one of them. Let's listen to what he had to say about having been, you know, transparent with all of this.
So us being on the list, what it showed me is who are the real chillers and who are people that are claiming to be chillers. Because if you know, if you're a real chiller, you know we've spoken about it on the net so many times.
Yeah, you have. You've brought it up before.
Yeah, because I'll never forget, dog. It was literally because I remember me and Shots, we had shot an episode with Nota, Nadia Nakai's manager, and AKA's manager at the time. And literally we had like $100 left in our account, right? And then I did an episode with DJ Spoo, actually, if you remember this, the week before, I think. And we were planning on quitting, dog, because like we're not making money at all.
Damn.
And then after 2 years of not making money, it was the first payment we ever received. I kid you not. I got the amount wrong. I thought it was 90K. It was 75K.
Yes, that's what I also thought.
Yeah. And then that's when I went to the crew. I'm like, guys,
we had only
75K. How do we split this?
Oh, I remember this.
On the street, Meg came to us. I was even shocked. Like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I commended your honesty. And like, okay.
And it became a fight because Shots was saying, because Shots was the last person to be employed. So remember, Len started, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then Ghost Lady came.
Yes.
And then Shots was the last one.
Yes.
So Len wanted to be divided based on how long you've been here.
Whoa.
Yes. And then Shots was like, no, we all equal, guys.
No, Shots was like, fuck you guys. Without you and my cameras, you know, there wouldn't be a podcast. So I think we took 30K to the business so you get more equipment.
Yeah.
And then the rest, we split it equally.
Yeah. Equally. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Mac G has been this transparent. I think In fact, no, not Mac G. Why am I even praising Mac G? What's up with that? No, I like the fact that Gayton has kind of been putting in the work. You know, I haven't seen all the headlines because I've been on leave, but I've seen that he's kind of been on the ground and doing some sort of work. So kudos to him for all of that. And I hope he really continues to kind of unveil more secrets about what's been happening.
Apparently there are two documents.
Still to come. It's still to come. In the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Yes.
Documents.
Yes. Yeah. In the next episode. Yeah. So we look forward to that. And I wonder who else is on the list. Of course, we're all waiting for Shimza to reappear.
And
Arthur Mofokati and his kids. Again and again and again. Well, that's that on that. Something that we've, Nkosazana has to constantly rubbish, though. This is me moving right along. Is the claims that he and Master KG are an item. What the heck? Ew. Whoa. Not me saying ew, but let's listen to what she had to say about what I'm seemingly disgusted by.
Is Master KG your father? Whose father? Whose father? Are you serious? Because we tell them to Master KG and Bozo to Master KG your father. Father, Rabbi. Bloody swine.
So, yeah, she set the record straight and they're not together, so get over yourselves. Searchill is, I guess, the supposed baby daddy. Are we still pinning him to that? There's just, you know, sometimes there's power in secrecy, but sometimes you must not be. Some things.
If you don't have money, I can take the kid and say you are not the mother. That's something. It. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
We can do that. So I feel that's the case with situation as a children. Because you're not bringing back the bag. So. The kid is mature.
Okay, well, that's been it for this edition of The Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on Iona.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also follow us on all social media platforms at Chisalife. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I have been your host, Joyen Pande. Until next time, it's goodbye for now. I'm back.